This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 429 for Friday, June 9th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pushing higher on Friday morning, finding traction after a very choppy start to today's trading. The July canola contract gains $4.20 at $684 per ton, and the November contract adds $4.30 at $660.60 per ton. The Canadian oilseed is getting support from increases in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, plus European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Losses in Chicago soy meal are putting some pressure on canola. Small declines in global crude oil prices are weighing on vegetable oils. The prairies are forecast to get temperatures in the high 20s to low 30 degrees Celsius today. While rain is expected for southern Alberta, the rest of the prairies are to remain dry on Friday, except for any scattered thunderstorms. Saskatchewan reports spring planting is 96% complete province-wide, to be virtually on par with the five-year average. Alberta releases its crop report this afternoon. The Canadian Grain Commission says producer deliveries of canola for the week ending June 4th are 260,000 tons, up from the previous week. Canola exports fall back to less than 108,000 tons, and domestic usage is lower at 174,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday morning, with the loonie at 75.01 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 74.86. The United States Department of Agriculture will publish its supply and demand estimates today at 11 a.m. CDT. Ahead of the report, soybean ending stocks for 23-24 are expected to rise to 345 million bushels. The carryout for corn is to remain largely the same at about 2.25 billion bushels, and wheat ending stocks are to climb to 569 million bushels. The USDA reports a private sale of 197,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday morning. The July contract gains 12 cents at $13.75 per bushel. July soy oil jumps 1.64 cents at 54.14 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal loses $4.10 at $399.90 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its July contract losing a dime at $6 per bushel. Oats are higher, with its July contract up a nickel at $3.61. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago July dips 0.75 cents at $6.25.5. Kansas City July loses 0.85 cents at $7.96. And Minneapolis July gives up a nickel at $8.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, June 9th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.